Following is Commissioner Dennis Frazier of District 3 with his State of the County address.
Every time before this starts, I write my speech. I sit at home with a stopwatch to make sure I can get my remarks down very briefly. I don't understand why I even do that. But anyway, no offense. And now I'm going last, so almost everything I've said, I'm going to say, has already been said. But bear with me, I'll be somewhat quick. First, I'd like to thank everyone for being here this morning. I believe that following the safety protocols put in place by the Arts Council is a very small price to pay for being here in person, and I thank you all for joining us. I'm going to start off by talking about the efforts this board has made to connect every home in Carroll County with high-speed fiber. The pandemic has certainly showed us the holes in that. Currently, we have about 4,500 homes in Carroll County that have no access to high-speed fiber. The county has worked out an agreement with Comcast that they will run fiber to areas that have at least 20 houses per mile. Most counties, the agreement is 30 to 40 houses per mile. So this is a very favorable agreement with Carroll County. But even with that, we still have a major gap. So this board has committed around $15 million of federal COVID money to help close that gap. Now, part of that money is to ensure that all county buildings and firehouses are connected with high-speed fiber. But the majority of the money is to connect private homes. And we estimate that with this money, we can connect about another 3,000 houses. That still leaves about 1,500 houses unconnected. So try to bring that number down. We're working with the state of Maryland because they're providing grants. The grants will not cover the full cost of running high-speed fiber, but hopefully they'll cover enough so the businesses will want to run the fiber. And it's actually working. We just moved forward grant applications to the state that would cover a few hundred more homes. And remember, any fiber company can apply for the grants and run fiber in Carroll County. We do not have an exclusive contract with any single company. I'm going to shift gears and talk about solid waste. It's already been mentioned. The county has just purchased 326 acres of land around the current landfill. There's a saying in real estate, that God isn't making any more land. Well, I can tell you this, the state of Maryland isn't permitting any more landfills. So this was a very prudent move. The first thing we're going to do is have the land surveyed and come up with a master plan for its use. The uses, of course, will include homeowner drop-off, composting, recycling, and we'll even have space for whatever innovations come up in the future. And of course, I'm hoping for areas to put down some solar panels. There'll be land that can't be used for anything else, and that's what the solar can do. Currently, Carroll County saves about $500,000 a year of taxpayer money because of the current solar fields that we have. We could easily double that amount with the otherwise unusable land at the landfill. I think this land purchase will serve the county well now and in the future. The last thing I'm going to talk about, it's quick, isn't it? The last thing I'm going to talk about is the opioid settlement. This county has signed on with an agreement with the state. We were told by our council that this is probably the best agreement, the best deal that we could get. But to be frank, I don't like it. We will get about $3.4 million up front and have the opportunity to ask for another $6.1 million in 5 years. That might seem like a lot of money, but county's already spent much more than that on the opioid crisis. Just the Not in Carroll initiative that we started 7 years ago has spent over $2.1 million. We put over $300,000 a year into that initiative, which aims to keep young people off of drugs. We have stood up two mobile crisis units and added treatment beds to the county. While all of these things are great and they're all working very well, they all cost money. And that doesn't even include the additional time and staff the Sheriff's Department and the State's Attorney have put into this crisis. And then if you look at how many runs paramedics have to make back and forth for overdoses, the money just keeps adding up. And the fact that we have to ask in 5 years to receive another $6.1 million to prove that we need it makes no sense at all. Is there any part of this county or even this country that hasn't been affected by the opioid crisis? Another thing that doesn't make sense is that the settlement will be paid out over years. So what could happen, or what is going to happen? The drug companies selling the OxyContin are still selling it and using their profits to pay the settlement. So I don't think we actually hurt them too much. The Sackler family, the owners of Purdue Pharma, who pioneered OxyContin, how have they suffered because of this opioid epidemic? Have they lost their cars or their homes, or worse yet, family members? No, they haven't. Many of us have. But we're told that this is a great settlement. And you know what makes this even more absurd? Is it's the state of Maryland, who didn't even file suit against the opioid companies, is the one that's getting the money and will distribute it to the counties and municipalities. And they're going to get a large portion of the money. They didn't even file suit. So when we first brought this up as a board of commissioners, whether we're going to sue these companies or not, I was actually against it. And the reason I was against it is because we have gatekeepers when it's a prescription medication. The gatekeepers, in my estimation, are the doctors and the FDA. Well, the doctors were widely misled on this. They were told that if used as prescribed, less than 1% of the people using OxyContin would become addicted from it. Greatly untrue. And every time doctors came off the question or something, they were handed a pamphlet or had some expert talk to them from the pharmaceutical companies. So I can't blame the doctors. It's not their fault. So you can also look at the FDA. The doctor from the FDA that wrote the warning label on the packaging for the opioids is now working for Purdue Pharma. Just a coincidence, I'm sure. While I do know the county can use the money to help with the opioid crisis, I certainly don't think it's enough, but it is the best deal we could get. This will be my last state of the county, although I still have a few months left in office. I have to say it's been an honor and privilege to be a Carroll County Commissioner and to work with these fine gentlemen here on stage. And Dickie, no. it's also been a great honor to work with the last board as well. It's really been a great experience, and I thank you all for it. Thank you.